From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Johnny Mercer Theater in Savannah, Georgia, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Thank you all so much. I'm assuming you're all excited because it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. You can call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Chris Newman from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro, Arkansas. Now, where is that exactly?
That is in northeast Arkansas, about an hour northwest of Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, what do you do there?
I am in outside sales, and I am a competition barbecuer.
Can you make a living as a competitive barbecuer?
Not a very good one.
No. Chris, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Chris's topic?
And then the case went cold.
There are certain mysteries that may never be solved. Who killed Jimmy Hoffa? Where's the Malaysian Airlines plane? Why could no one in Virginia think of any other Halloween costume? Our panelists are going to tell you about a current unsolved mystery somewhere in the world. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win the Wait Waiter of your choice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. First up, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
It wasn't long after Lisa DeRosa of Sydney, Australia, reported her pet missing that its collar was found outside the nearby Tunley Daycare Center. Dino was like family, she said about her 3-year-old pet dingo. Then, just a week later, Danny Hartman's dingo went missing. The end of its tail was found inside the daycare center, as was the chew toy of yet another missing dingo the next day. Sydney Police Inspector Bill Keith convened a press conference and announced what everyone already suspected. A baby ate these dingoes. But which baby? Which baby from the daycare center was fearless and hungry enough to overtake and consume at least 3 35-pound feral canines? 22 babies were called in for questioning and to have the contents of their diapers examined. Suspicion eventually fell upon 18-month-old Lily Grace Delicata. Not surprisingly, her mother Olive vehemently denies the charges. Lily may have a healthy appetite and abnormally large incisors. And yes, it's true that while I was nursing her, I ate a diet rich in jackal meat. But that doesn't prove anything. The investigation continues.
A baby ate my dingo. Or so say some people in Australia. That's from Mo Rocca. Your next story of someone looking for clues comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Geneva, Switzerland has an alphabet problem, specifically a Scrabble problem. About 3 months ago, game lovers in the Swiss city found the letter N missing from new game boxes. Calls to manufacturer Mattel confirmed that the games had been delivered to stores intact, so someone in town was buying the game, removing all the tiles of one letter, resealing the box in shrink wrap and returning it to the store shelves, reports the BBC. Over the next few weeks, customers reported the same problem but with different letters. D in December, J last month, and just this week, two boxes had the F tile missing. No security cameras have images of the culprit, but the mystery has captivated game players all over Europe. Speculation ranges from a disgruntled delivery man or an evil crossword puzzle fanatic to Mattel itself as an insidious way to boost sales. A spokesman for Scrabble said to the BBC, quote, "This is an unacceptable breach of fair play and we will pursue this to the letter of the law."
Somebody stealing random letters from Scrabble sets in Switzerland. Your last story of a mystery yet to be solved comes from Peter Gross.
Canadian police are looking for Mr. Sexy. Ontario, Canada might sound like a strange setting for a tale of international mystery replete with stolen property, fast cars, and sex, but this is exactly what happened this week in the city of Mississauga, the Mississippi of Ontario. One Mississauga, two Mississauga. Police pulled over a speeding vehicle, and after a quick check of the registration, they discovered that the vanity license plates on that vehicle had been stolen from another car and placed on that car. So Sergeant Kerry Schmidt of the Ontario Provincial Police posted pictures of the plates along with the following message on Twitter. Are these yours? Looking for the rightful owner of Mr. Sexy license plates. They were unlawfully attached to a Maserati driven by a 17-year-old driver going 150 kilometers an hour. And just for the record, that's about 90 miles an hour and about 30 years too early for a midlife crisis. Officers knew the plates didn't belong to the teenager when they pulled over and asked him, are you Mr. Sexy? And he replied, please, Mr. Sexy's my father. Call me David. The incident also marks the first recorded incident of someone going on Twitter during work hours, posting that they were looking for Mr. Sexy and not getting fired. But this is far from the first vanity license plate in Broglio to rock our neighbors to the north. In January, Manitoba plates reading ASIMIL8, or assimilate, were revoked due to concerns it was an insult to Indigenous people. The owner of the plates, Nick Toller, explained it was actually a reference to a famous saying by the Borg, an alien species from Star Trek, which allowed Ontario police to safely scratch Mr. Toller off the list of potential Mr. Sexies.
Boom. All right. There's somebody out there, and they're going to get him, but they don't know who it is yet. Is it, from Mo Rocca, a baby who might well be eating dingoes in Australia? From Roxanne Roberts, the mystery vandal who's removing random letters from Scrabble sets in Switzerland? Or from Peter Gross, the search for the Mr. Sexy of Ontario, Canada? Which of these is the real mystery in the week's news?
I'm gonna go with Peter.
You're gonna go with Peter Gross's story of the search for Mr. Sexy. Well, we couldn't find this person who's missing, but we could bring you one of the people looking for him.
Mr. Sexy was not attached to that vehicle, and we were looking for the real Mr. Sexy.
That was Sergeant Kerry Schmidt of the Ontario Provincial Police talking about the search for Mr. Sexy. Mr. Sexy, if you're listening, turn yourself in. Meanwhile, congratulations, Chris. You got it right. Peter was, of course, telling the truth. He's earned the point. You've won our prize. Everybody's happy. I assume Mr. Sexy, wherever he is also happy. He's sexy. Thank you so much for playing, Chris.
Thank you.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the mood.